How's everybody doing? I know it's been a while since I did a podcast. This is Mr. Marvis Taylor III, and I want to welcome everybody to the Family Taylor Brand podcast. Just to reiterate a little bit of what we do, it just try to educate each other as much as possible, uplift, give insight. Because I know, even though I have a huge family, I have so many people doing so many different things, and I would love for everybody to get on and speak their truth so you get a little bit of insight of what their industry is like, what their lifestyle is like. Take away the big bad wolf a little bit, because knowledge is power. So the more you know about whatever that is, that might spark an interest in you, or you might learn from it and figure out a different way, or from the way that you hear them explain a little bit of their lifestyle, you maybe can get some insight on to how to help them, or you might hear a nugget that'll take you from where you are to where you want to be. And that's what it's about. Especially over the years, I've learned that a lot of stuff that I've been through, a lot of stuff that I've seen, good or bad, especially the bad, I shouldn't be ashamed of it, but I should definitely talk about it more, because you never know what that time that I spent and that viewpoint that I have, how I can get the next person through, because that's really what it's all about. That's how you break chains and make sure that information, knowledge, and the wealth and teachings go from our generation to the next, and so on and so forth. Tonight, my message on my podcast, really, I want to direct it to my three children and all of my nieces and nephews, because I know there's going to be a time in your life where you are where I'm at. Now, for me, it's at the age of 30, but for you, it could be age 15, or if I done my job correctly, maybe even 11 or 12. Because the more knowledge that I can give you at an early age, you steamroll past a lot of roadblocks that maybe other family members or other generations, they struggled with. Especially within the Black community, I understand that mental health is not something that's really spoken on a lot. And we accept things that we've been through because that's all that we know, and don't really understand that a lot of that stuff is not the norm. It could be toxic, dysfunctional, but the only way that we'll ever be able to grow past it is to understand, A, that it was wrong, two, that you'll gain more if you talk about it and see the right way to do it. Luckily, I've been blessed, especially as me as a father, I've learned. The people that I learned the most from were people that weren't related to me. I had friends and their fathers and their uncles, and I seen the way that their families moved as a unit and a dynamic, and I gravitated to that. I really learned a lot from a person that didn't even speak the same language as me, and that was my ex-wife's father. He was Chinese. And I just saw the way that no matter what, he took care of his family. He never asked for anything in return, and he catered to his family the everything. He would wash all the dishes, clean the house, do all the cooking. If he knew you like a certain type of dish or fruit, he'd prepare for you, clean up afterwards, and he really made sure that his family was good and that they had a good understanding of how they were to be treated by others. And that blew my mind. I'm like, you going through all of this, but you get nothing in return. And at the time, I didn't understand it. But as I'm older now, I see what that does, especially with little girls, little boys too. Because you understand the role that you're going to have to carry someday. So to my daughters, I want to say that I love you. No matter who it is in your life, if they're not showing you the same energy, the same love, the same care, care enough to you to give it to you real rather than fluff, give you a bunch of fluff just because it's beneficial for them, over time you're going to dip there. You don't have to really worry about cutting people off because they're not going to be on the same wavelength as you. That's just how it goes. Y'all not going to have the same things in common. You're naturally going to disconnect yourself. Now that it doesn't matter if that's friends or family. You got to understand the thing about family is you don't choose your family. But you try to make the most out of everything that you have. Now, yes, you address them correctly and you don't let minor bullshit go on when you can be direct and get to the source, because what we don't want to do is to carry on nonsense and negative energy and negative information, because a lot of times that stuff is really blown out of proportion. And I'm speaking to my daughter first, because there's a lot of women in our family, especially on your mother's side, and I want you to understand how those dynamics are. Always work off of facts and be able to control your emotions. You're going to be naturally dominant women. It's just, you're welcome. You get it, honestly. But I want you to understand, don't let your emotions get the best of you. Learn how to control them, because if someone can control your emotions and how you feel, then they can control you. And you have to be aware of that stuff, because it doesn't matter, male or female, friends or foe, manipulation is a big thing. So just take your time, honor somebody that honors your time and wants the best for you and is going to push you, won't allow you to accept mediocrity. And always chase your dreams. You was born with multiple gifts, and I want you to lean into them all. Learn as much as you can about yourself, develop yourself, tap into that inner spirit that you have, and really, really explore what life has to offer, because you were born for greatness. Definitely broke the mold with each and every one of my children, because y'all was something special. You were one of a kind. I wouldn't trade you for the world. My little girls, I'm going to teach you as much as I can that I know about our history. Now, granted, we don't have like a family crest or anything, or you can't jot our history back millions of years because there's been so much confusion and separation. But I want you to know you come from nothing but greatness. It doesn't matter what history book, what part of the earth that you are, the original people were your people. The educators, the philosophers, the greats all had the same DNA that you have. And I wanted to speak to my daughters first, because it's a special genetic code that you have that's been passed down from your mother, your mother's mother, your mother's mother's mother, and so on and so forth. And if you look at the stronghold that's in your family as women, there's nothing but dominant, strong-minded women in your families. And I want you to be able to tap into that, and don't be afraid to embrace your dominantness and your strong will. I know, at least in this times, the black woman is always demonized and said to be rude and always angry. They're not angry, they're passionate, and they deal with a lot of stuff that over the years, it's just too much. They normalize too much dysfunction, and they've been tested time and time again. But they didn't have an outlet, and they didn't really understand, or maybe they didn't have the right men in their life that, rather than appreciating them, lifting them up, they tried to belittle them and make them feel smaller than what they truly were, because they were intimidated by their greatness, their natural success, their charisma. And if you're ever around anyone like that, understand what they are, understand their limitations on growth, and separate yourself. By all means. But definitely, like, you have so many successful women in your family. That's not even far. You can start with your mothers and just see the obstacles and things that they have overcome in their lives and see what their foundation was and the women that came before them that set the platform for them. You're gonna be fine. Just take it easy. I know life is weird. You're gonna go through different stages. I want you to take everything with a grain of salt. No need to make drastic decisions, but always be developing yourself. You will always find the right people that you need to run any business or corporation or springboard any ideas you have to make it into realities. Your minds are so defined. And I want you to understand that no matter what, anything that you can create in your mind or you can see, you can bring into reality. And that inner feeling that you have, always trust your gut. It never lies to you, I promise you. That's a gift that I've been blessed to tap into and understand, and I live off of that, honestly. Vibes are real, energies, all of that is 100%. We are magnetic people. People gravitate to us, but at the same token, you can feel people's intentions or where their spirit is. But I think as you develop and you learn more about your family, please talk to all the women, all the aunties, because you have about a million of them, I'm not going to lie. A lot of them you haven't met. I'm going to introduce you to everybody that you need. But the beautiful thing about you two is that women help women. And what I mean by that is they will always support each other. Just have a questioning mind. Always ask questions. And don't be nervous. There's no such thing as a silly question. You thought of it for a reason that you're looking to gain something from it. Ignorance is bliss. So just be able to differentiate the two. Now to my son. Boy, I let a mess out of you. The funny thing about our relationship with me and you is since the young age, you've always had this protective spirit, and I love it because I see so much of me inside of you, and I will never dim your light. I will never steer you wrong or anything. My job is to launch you into life farther than I've ever been, son. And I'm gonna teach you the right way, I promise you. One thing about me, when people, your name is everything, son. I always keep a good name, I always tell the truth, and I always stand for something. If not, you'll fall for anything. You don't have to cheat people, you don't have to lie to people about stuff. Be genuine and be legit. A good name will take you far, son. You already have everything else that you need, honestly. Great personality, extremely athletic, great charm. The main thing with you, just any kid, especially at the age that you are now, is just getting you to focus on what it is that you want to accomplish and understand where you are and just building good habits. Good habits come from repetition. Everybody has a pattern, so you want to set good patterns for yourself. Stay grounded between all of you guys. The gospel is inside of you. Spirituality is a must because it helps you connect not only with the present but the past. And that's where a lot of the answers to a lot of things are. But you have to be able to hone in that information, and you have to have a basis. It's easy to be swayed out here these days. There's social media. A lot of the cultures are starting to mix now, which is beautiful because you get to learn from other people's perceptions of certain things. Even for myself, learning all these different religions and seeing how people interact and stuff, everything except the radical ones. I really haven't dabbled in that. They don't really have a base off of anything, but everybody, at the end of the day, they're all human beings. They go through the same struggles, the ups and downs, and everybody lives off the same golden rule: treat people how you want to be treated. Now, is there people that take advantage of people? Yes. I want you to be aware of it, but true strength comes from discipline. and understanding your power as an individual. Son, as a black male, I'm not gonna lie to you, the world is yours. It really is. This is for my daughters as well, the queens, but they will try to confuse you and load you up with all this negative stuff that's going on. None of my children will have a rough upbringing. You will have great understanding, and work ethic will be your number one thing. Because I'm going to push you. And please believe, even when you think you're tired, I'm going to show you that you have another level in you. And it's great to learn that now, because it's when you're out on your own, there's going to be times where you run into a lot of situations where there's no one rooting for you. And you gotta generate that energy and that power on your own. And I know you'll be able to do it. I'm going to always give you all the tools that you need. Feel free to reach out to anybody in our family that inspires you. Pick their brains. Learn this from them as much as you can. Because there's a lot of wisdom in that. They've been through a lot of things, and they're gonna give you the shortcut, but you got to be willing to listen and understand the angle that they're coming from. There's a lot of stuff isn't too new out here, to be honest with you. I know technology is developing, but as far as human interactions, it really hasn't changed over millions of years. Son, I want you to know that as much as you would like a little brother, I'm really happy at raising y'all three, to be honest with you. Me and your mother done talked about it. And if the time come, I'll jump back in the fight for you. But as of today, which would be, I believe, the 12th of May, 2020. It's y'all three against the world. And I want you to understand that everything that makes y'all guys different is your superpowers. And you have to perfect your superpowers and be able to use each other's strengths to counterbalance each other's weaknesses. No matter what, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter y'all graduate, go different places, y'all are still going to be family, and the bond that y'all have, I love it. I really do. Me and my siblings have the same bond. And it doesn't matter if one of us need it, the other one got it. Information is never limited, and we're all about moving forward and bettering each other so we can do better for the next generation. Because there was a lot of disconnect, but I'm not gonna let it fall like that. So, son, I want you to know that I love you. I'm so proud of you. Everything that you do, no matter how little, even with you just waking up, brushing your teeth, combing your hair, and making your bed every morning and be ready for breakfast. The fact that you're able to do that on your own means the world to me. Because it's a lot of stuff that you're doing now that I wasn't doing at your age. And I love it. And I want you to know that no matter what, always protect your sisters, because they're going to definitely protect you. I'm here to tell you. Go to bat for each other all the time. You're gonna have disagreements on what the other one's doing in life. It's a learning curve. That's what it's meant for. And don't be afraid to be great. If you know that you're a natural born leader, act on it. Leaders lead from the front. Don't be a follower. You already got all the answers. No need to pretend like you don't know. Let them know. And always, always, always stay true to yourself. Never lie to your mother. Or me, because I'm an O. Jesus Christ. And that's in a nutshell. So that's what I got for you. I know you're going to inherit a lot of the visions that I have. And the perspectives and communication between all three of y'all. Communication is going to be the number one thing that's going to help you propel into the things in life that you really want. Because as long as you can express yourself and get your point across in a respectful way, there's nothing that you can do. To my nieces and nephews, far and wide, Uncle Trey is here. Give me a call, or Auntie Apple, give us a call, talk to us. Very down to earth. I'm not going to lie to you, at this point in my life, it's really not too much that I haven't did. I done pretty much worked in every industry known to man, between military, being a college athlete, working in warehouses, fast food, retail. I'm driving trucks at the moment, financial industry, which I'm getting back into because Uncle got to go get his MBA. I got to set the tone. You see me with mine, you know you got to get yours, just like the rest of your aunties and your mothers. Don't be afraid to be great. It's never going to be the perfect time. You just got to push through. Know that life is going to be hard, but your ability to overcome, adapt, and pivot and keep it pushing. And even though there's a lot of distractions, as long as you're able to pull the information that you need and the core value of stuff, you're going to be fine. Just like I was telling my daughter and son, ignorance is bliss. There's always going to be some drama, but don't waste your time with it. Because, I mean, you can't, if you constantly getting your cup filled by other people, then you don't have no room for your stuff. And that's what's really important. Especially as you're learning, you're developing, and you're creating your own identity in the world. So, I know it may seem hard, you might be overwhelmed. Anxiety could be a big thing, because I'm not even going to lie to you. A lot of I've noticed over the years that there's a lot of anxiety in our culture, and I think it just all comes from just not being able to express that or find healthier alternatives. No matter if it's just breathing or being in the right environment, or just being able to slow everything down and meditate. Meditation is a great way just to slow it down, clear your mind, control your breathing. You want to always connect your mind, body, and soul as much as possible. A lot of people call them chakras. I just call it just being in alignment. And you always want to be ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. What I mean by that is every day prepare yourself for the blessing that you want to come into your life. I don't know if any of y'all played soccer or just sports in general. If you ever want to score the winning basket or the winning goal or touchdown or the last serve, or maybe you want to have a hole in one, whatever the case may be when it comes to sports, that's the analogy that I'm going to use. You'll never get the opportunity if you're not open. And you're not ready to take that shot, and you practice it and you perfected your craft. Always, always be perfecting your craft. Always. Your guys are extremely talented and really at this young age where y'all at now, you're starting to see the benefits of good nutrition. Sleep is a must, especially as you're growing and developing. Sleep decreases stress. Whenever you're not sleeping a lot, you typically become stressed. If you're stressed, you're not making the best decisions, and you're not open to the opportunities that you're looking for. So definitely get all the rest that you can. Drink plenty of water, preferably alkaline. Keep your pH level high. That's for male and females. There's a lot of benefits in that. And just soar, whatever you can imagine, do it. The world is waiting on you is for inspiration, to find out how to live. The creative juices that's in you and the ideas that you have, the world needs them, because no one else can generate them the way that you do. And that's a gift that you've been given. All of y'all have that entertainer spirit. And I want you to understand that the light doesn't shine on you. You don't have to feel like you're stealing no one else's spotlight or nothing like that, because the light shines in you. It's something that's a part of you. When you were born with that light. So don't ever think you have to dim yourself down so you don't outshine somebody else. If they're insecure about themselves, then send them to somebody that can teach them to love themselves. That's really what it comes down to at the end of the day. And I know y'all love yourself because you're blessed. You're way too blessed to be stressed, way too anointed to be disappointed. So I understand that the ones that came before you have really paved the way for you. And I know you might run through a hard time, maybe financially. You avoid some of those hardships by always having your egg and saving money, because when the right opportunity comes, you'd rather have the money on hand rather than not having it and missing out on it. I can tell you myself, with me not being patient, I've missed out on a lot of opportunities that I consistently thought of and was on my mind because I didn't stay the course. Stay the course, stay focused, and you have to be patient. Patience is going to be a great avenue, which I have so much time on your hands right now, is a great thing. Develop what you want to. The internet is a great tool. YouTube, look for positive stuff, learn on your own. Once you become self-educated, you'll be able to soak in a lot more information, because no one has to tell you to sit down and read a book about a certain subject that you're interested in, or a certain industry or craft. You'll have the willingness to do it on your own, and that's important. Because if you look around you, a lot of the people are multi-billionaires and trillionaires, probably by y'all age now. They're all self-taught. Education is great. I've been told that not everybody are meant for degrees, but education is for everybody. Now, what you do with that education is on you. You're more than talented to be able to soak a lot of this up on your own, to be honest with you. And just enjoy life. Enjoy the ride. Have fun. Be safe. And understand that you're not just living for the moment. Always be planning out 5 to 10 years ahead and write down your goals. And when you accomplish them, check them off. Celebrate your wins, because that's going to build confidence. And confidence is the number one thing. Confidence and attitude will take you anywhere in the world that you want to go, because other people will be able to learn from you. Honestly, there's a lot of beta people in the world, and because of 90% of y'all are all alphas, you're naturally going to have enough courage to overcome and accomplish anything. And a lot of the world is going to understand how you do it, but it's because of your confidence. I know y'all will do great. Uncle Trey loves you. And out to the rest of my followers in the world, if there's anything that y'all ever need, I'm a podcast away. You feel me? I love y'all, and God bless. Till next time.